I jerked a dude off once.
I'm gonna have to go gay.
I actually want to eat your dick.
Fantasies about Christian.
I
screwed it up. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
I forgot to click start broadcast.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Dude, I love how your can says mom.
Okay. You ready?
Here we go. It should say MILF.
Let's do it. I jerked a dude off once.
I'm going to have to go gay.
I actually want to eat your dick. I actually had sexual fantasies about Christian. I like me giving Christian a handjob, and I've jerked off doing it.
Chugging salty balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, drop trow, lube up, and brace yourself for another episode of Roscoe's House of Chips in 3, 2, 1,
go! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another episode of the Roscoe's House of Chips podcast. As usual, I'm B-Man, along with Cody.
What's up, bitches?
And Wade.
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Because we're too stupid to handle everything ourselves, we have brought in a tech guy.
Christian Anderson. How's it going?
Ooh, I like the full name. Very polite. Very professional.
Total mind fuck on that one. I apologize.
Well, I've known Christian for fucking...
Since you were 11?
Oh, Jesus Christ, a long time. He still likes me, so... The buck.
And that's what...
Let's get into that. Why?
Yeah, exactly.
Why
is a sexy bitch, man.
Okay. Yeah. I understand that.
Well, I'm the only person that likes Christian, too.
There is that.
There is that little thing.
Well, I don't know him long enough to not like him yet, so I guess I'm number two.
You know me long enough to not like me.
I don't.
Right.
I tolerate you enough while we're here, but once the mic goes off, we're always, you know, it's fisticuffs.
Right.
I hate you all. That's all I have to say.
We hate you too, Cody.
Good. And he's going to hate me even more. Earlier today, there was an application on Facebook that it goes through your friends list, and it says somebody on your friends you should take a vacation with. Well, it pulled up his wife as the person I should go on a vacation with.
Yeah.
So I posted it, and I thought it would be funny, so I pulled him on there. And you know what his reaction was? His comment was,
take her. She's all yours.
She's all yours.
Have fun.
So... she thought she thought that was great, and I'm like, yeah, that's a good sign of love. So
yeah. What's the greatest sign of love? To be able to give it away.
I guess so.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's great. Give it away, and if it comes back to you, then fuck.
give it away now.
What Cody's got, you got to get it, put it in you. Nice. There it is.
Love me some occasional peppers.
I want to address an elephant in the room here real quick.
And the funny thing is, I want you to shut up.
Fuck off.
Okay.
We're actually doing this live.
Live. Yep.
We have two viewers right now.
Ooh. Do you know their names?
You know, hold on really quick.
Hi, viewers.
You know, okay, well, yes, I do like the viewers. That's not what I'm saying. Why do I do that? I'm like, ooh, that's fucking creepy. It creeps me out. I don't mean it to creepy. Sound like that.
No, I love it. I love it. You got me doing it now. I'm sitting there like,
But I don't want to be like that.
But you are that way.
Please.
You are that way. Just be happy with yourself because you're that way.
We love you. You pay too much attention.
I am going to worry, and I am going to be not Stop happy.
It. Well, we love you, man. Like like I said, you're my favorite character on the show because you're the only voice of reason between Cody and I.
As there should be.
All
yes.
We would do for like... fucking every single podcast would just sit there and yell at each other like aimlessly over and over and over again, and everybody would be like, okay, I'm done. Without Dave, this ain't shit.
Recognize.
That's right.
Wade would be yelling at me. I tell him Wade to fuck off, and that's pretty much all the show would be.
Yeah,
this is true.
30-second podcast.
Let me show you what the podcast. Fucking, you're wrong.
Shut
again.
The fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes.
You know what? I'm so sick and tired of your fucking bullshit.
Oh, like you fucking know everything.
I do.
Bullshit.
Okay.
I have to side. I have to side with Wade on this, though. He does.
Yeah. I don't know shit.
Sorry, I'm going to be coughing all the time. It's part of my allergies. My throat, dried, cough. So anyway.
It's okay. It's okay.
It is okay.
Yeah. It anyway. Is okay.
It is.
So just before we started the show, I got to tell this story. And these guys can reiterate and add on to this. We went on a honeydew fucking
grocery shopping.
Grocery shopping and to get somebody. And we make it fucking 5 blocks from my house. And we see this lady who's obviously fucking high as shit on psychedelics. And she's chasing her dog. And she's walking with her hands out like this. She's
trying to keep her balance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then she falls the fuck over almost into traffic. And then her little dog's running around because he's freaking out because something's obviously going wrong with her. Right? Yeah. And so then Christian pulls over because, you know, he's a good Samaritan. He pulls into somebody's driveway. The people in the driveway, by the way, after you guys got out, they were like, they looked at us. They're like, what the fuck? I'm like, hey, you know, we got some crazy lady over there. They kind of gave me this look. Like, yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we get crazy lady calmed down to where she's sitting on the grass and she's ripped her own.
After we heard her across the street with the fucking yappy ankle biter fucking dog.
Right.
Across the street, too. And fucking Christian's running around like a mad dog trying to herd the fucking thing. I'm going to the lady like, come on, get the fuck out of the middle of the goddamn street.
and then Cody comes to me and she's like, he's like, dude, call dispatch because something's fucking seriously up here. And I look over and she's ripped her fucking own toenail off.
Oh my God.
She ripped her toenail.
It was like fucking gone.
Just
it was just like a bloody stump. It was fucked.
Yeah. It was bad.
Oh, and so I call dispatch. And we sit there and wait for a fucking oil train.
She went back inside.
To go by. Yeah. Oil train's always fucking us.
Right, right. And she goes back inside her house, and we wait for dispatch to get there. And Cody, this is the best part, man. Cody, you got to fucking say what happened next.
Okay, so
this is when, were you on the phone with me at this point?
Cause, yes.
Okay, because you're like calling me to tell me something, and then immediately after he's like, hold on, the cops are here, I got to go. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm on my way to church, music store, to pick up my amp, and this is what I get. We might be a few minutes late. Hold on, the cops are here, I got to go.
Bye. All I hear is you laughing.
I know. Yeah.
So the cop steps out, and he starts talking to us, and Wade starts talking to him, telling him, you know, what was going on, basically everything you guys just heard, and he was like, well, okay, can I get some information from you guys? And he was obviously a cop in training because the passenger was the real field officer. She's like, nope, I know exactly what's going on here. And you could hear her on her radio talking to dispatch saying it's blah, 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 you know, giving the full name, address, like just off the top of her head.
Like she knew. She's like, I know exactly what this is all about.
You guys can fucking leave. We're good.
We're out. It's like, she just knew that this lady was like crazy as shit. But she was, dude.
Fucking nuts.
And she was on psychedelics. I mean, she was tripping fucking
man.
Balls, man.
Big time.
It was hardcore, dude. Hardcore. And then I started thinking to myself, like, if I ever go on psychedelics, am I going to look like that? Just fucking... Well, at least I won't care at that time, right? Chasing my fucking little dog around.
As long as you keep at least one toenail in, you should be fine.
So then that's what we're going to do. If I'm the voice of reason, then I will be that guy. You guys get fucked up on psychedelics, and we'll do it on the show.
Oh, fuck no. No, yeah, because I guaranteed to have a bad fucking trip. Like, I'm just one of those people. I have this problem with control.
I probably would just giggle.
I see.
Yeah. And you know what? That's Christian would be the exactly same that he is right now. I promise you.
I would love to do DMT. I think that would be a blast.
Oh, man. Mm. Well, I did enjoy I'm not quite sure what it was, but I did have a little bit of green this past weekend, 4th of July weekend.
Congratulations. Thank you, America.
Yes.
Given the best green in the world.
And but I got to tell you, man, it was crazy. It felt like almost immediately like I had a pair of like ski goggles on. but they were just suctioned around my eyes.
Oh, so it was like, real good, like indica shit, just fucking.
Yeah. Right, you had weed goggles?
Oh yeah,
you got your weed goggles.
I mean, it only lasts like an hour or so, but it was good, you know. Yeah. But that was about it.
You know what happens when you have your weed goggles on?
My weed goggles? Well, no,
weed goggles.
You fuck
different than, they're different than beer goggles. Beer goggles makes you fuck ugly bitches.
Yeah.
Weed goggles actually makes you be like, yeah, I'm too lazy to fuck right now.
Oh, bullshit.
Sex on weed is amazing. Okay. You can sit and listen to Bob Marley and fuck for hours, I promise you.
Okay, I want to hear what Christian has to say, because I know Christian partakes quite a bit.
No, me and my wife, holy cow, some of the sex that we've had, man, oh my God, it is mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Now, how long have you been married? If you don't mind.
I have been married 6 years. Or 5 years. Sorry, 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, so you should still be having sex. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait till you get to 15 like Wade.
And I still have sex. It's cause my
With
wife,
yourself?
Because my wife actually smokes so much weed that she's like, you know, I don't care if I'm fucking that ugly guy or not.
Everybody can see how ugly you are now.
You know, and the sad part is, I have to admit, when you reverse it, I've been the ugly guy on occasion. And you know what? I took it gladly.
Really? You're a sexy beast, man.
See, there you go.
I think Fred Durst. Like, yeah. Right?
We're all ugly guys
and,
sitting here.
And I have been proud. I consider myself a plus-size male model. I do. Yep.
You look like Fred Durst, man.
Absolutely. I have been asked for an autograph once. Granted, I was only 20 years old, but that still, I'll take it.
Did you do it all for the Nookie, though?
They were probably 14, so no.
So definitely did it all for the Nookie.
Obviously.
Well, because they were 14, did you break stuff?
That was reaching.
A little bit.
Did you open one like a chainsaw?
Did you taste the chocolate starfish in the hot dog flavored water?
Ooh.
Well, obviously, yeah.
He tastes the chocolate starfish every chance he gets.
That album had just come out, though, when we were driving down there. That was funny. But I had to laugh, though. I'm wearing this short-sleeve shirt. I had no tattoos at all. Mm-hmm. And yet these girls still thought I was him.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Impressive, man.
But speaking of famous people.
You know what you should do?
Was I not in the middle of starting?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Shut up.
Okay.
You should get those fake sleeves that have the tattoos on them.
Oh, yeah. And like they did around. In the Big Bang Theory that one time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I should, huh?
Yeah. And then walk around acting like you're Fred Durst.
Well, I can only do it partway on one arm because I do have a tat on my right upper arm.
Okay.
What is the tat? Yes.
It is a headstock of a guitar with my last name as the brand as opposed to the...
Nice.
Music nerd.
Have you ever built your own guitar?
I have not. I have absolutely zero skills as a luthier.
Built your own guitar.
Well,
I've taken pieces
of one and screwed it onto another. That's not really... Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know if this gentleman is famous, but my wife and I like to watch some of these kind of weird shows. You know, like all the supernatural crap and all
paranormal.
That. Paranormal. Right, which I'm not... I'm a huge skeptic, but they're fun to watch. Okay, I love that.
Right,
and there's a show called the Dead Files. Anyone seen that?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a former Marine who became a cop, and then he became private detective. His name is Steve DeShavi, right? And he's pretty much a skeptic, so he goes around to these places wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, you know, and it's usually these weird fucking people who really just want attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tell him everything, and his role is primarily just, well, okay, so explain what happened, and are you sure that that's what happened, or are you really just kind of a crackhead, or, I mean, obviously that's not what he's saying, but he's trying
to fill in all the holes here.
Exactly.
Right.
And then there's this other chick who then comes in, and she's the one that communicates with the dead and all this crap.
She's a medium.
But what they do is when she comes in, they don't tell her where she's at. They cover all the pictures, all the signs, so she doesn't know. And then she communicates. And at the very end, they meet up. So him and this girl, they don't have any community. Anyway, we've been watching it for a couple of years. We like the show. Somebody's here. And so we're at Red Robin here in town. And we're having our meal. And so... This guy kind of walks in and goes, sit at the bar. My wife just kind of looks at him funny.
Uh-huh.
Looks at me. Looks at him funny. She pulls out her phone, and she's looking. And I'm like, what's up? She's like, I think I know that guy. So I'm thinking Facebook friend or something.
Yeah, you're like, okay, like, do I have to be fucking on edge here now?
Well, no, but I'm like, it's some older guy. And I'm like, you know, whatever, you know. And she's looking. She's like, I think that's him. And so she pulls up a picture, but it's just a picture of the guy.
Right.
So I'm like, well, yeah, it looks like him. Who is he? And she's like, hello, the show. I'm like, what show? It's like Dead Files. And I'm like, holy shit. And I'm looking at him like, of course it looks like him. So I pulled up more pictures. Fuck, matched the tattoo, the arm. It was fucking him.
That's fucking
so he's
awesome,
not he's
dude.
Not famous, well, but right. It's a show that we like.
Right.
So it's a guy from a show that we like.
Right.
So my theory is he's probably up here with Northern State.
Right.
That's
yes.
my guess.
Has to be.
And on the way home, we saw the car driving by with the camera up top. You know how they do the drive-bys. They're probably out at the pass because they always do the areas... pictures and all that kind of stuff and video. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of cool.
Which
that's way cool, man.
Yeah.
Northern State, by the way, is fucking haunted.
It all depends on who you talk to,
no,
man.
It's fucking haunted.
No. Look.
It's haunted.
I know too many people that have gone out there that have been like, look, I've been there. There's not shit there. And it's always the attention grabbers that go out there and say it's haunted.
Right.
But I haven't been there. So I'm not saying it is and I'm not saying it's not.
Okay, having a technical difficulty here. I need a mouse. Could you hand me that mouse?
You need it. I thought you wanted me to shake it.
However, at some point, this show, we need to take it out to there or to somewhere because I'm a huge skeptic. I'm not saying that there isn't paranormal, and I'm not saying there isn't ghosts.
We're going to be doing a show at Evelyn's, and it's supposed to be haunted as fuck.
Okay.
Okay, but also remember, we actually have to plan a show here in the next couple weeks where we're going with past guest Mark to go Bigfoot hunting. And that has to happen in the last couple weeks or the first couple weeks of July or the first couple weeks of August.
Okay. Well, then what we need to do
we have to do that show.
We have to. I mean, I'll be gimping around like a bitch, but...
I figured you could just sit at base camp.
Yeah.
Keep the fire going.
No, I know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be like, you know what? Dave's like, now this is great. I don't have to outrun Bigfoot. I just have to outrun Wade. That's all that needs to fucking happen.
So I am a skeptic of things, but right now I feel like you're a psychic. Because that's what was going through my mind.
I know what you were thinking. No, I've known you long enough, and I know how much you how much you hate me.
See,
I wouldn't call it hate. No, it is hate. Yeah. Okay. See, he's reading my mind again. So that's all he's doing.
That's awesome.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about because I feel like I'm a skeptic first, and then I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if I can't figure it out by any logical means, then what else could it be?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of the stuff that was going on at my house. There was some weird shit going on, and yeah.
Well, see, my thing is I don't disbelieve in ghosts, but I think over 99% of the time, it's people seeking attention.
Yes.
That's my thing. But so as haunted as people say it is up there, I think it's bullshit. Do I think that there's something
haunted
there? Sure, there might be. But I think people have blown it out to be much bigger than it actually is. That's my theory.
I used to go to school.
Kind of like with the size of my dick. I've made it out to be much bigger than it actually is.
And that's what every guy does, right? So let me ask you this. Have you ever done like the chub it up deal?
What do you mean
like,
chub it up deal?
Everybody does.
You kind of like flick it a few times, kind of chub it up before you pull it out?
No.
On a limp.
I always have a half chub.
You ever put a ring on?
Yeah.
A C ring?
Yeah. What do you call it? It's a cock ring.
I have a cock ring.
It's fine.
You've never
what?
I have not.
You've never used a cock ring?
Not yet. Nope.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, I've seen your dick.
Yeah, we've all seen your dick.
Maybe there's one that doesn't fit.
Yep, we're all watching that. Oh, what is he doing? Oh, there's his dick. Yep.
There was one video in that whole stream of party we had that night.
And it was just a straight close up. Yeah, that's the one I saw.
No. And it happened to be in Patrick's, one of our fans' birthdays. And it was real funny because
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Here's a dick.
Here's Christian dancing for 5 minutes. 5 minutes straight, naked dancing like he's in a Brazilian nude contest to baby rock that like baby metal.
It's
like this Japanese like shit. He's just dancing. And then I actually admitted to Patrick the other night. I'm like, Pat, I actually watched that entire thing. He's like, yeah, so did I.
I think that was one I skipped over. No offense.
It's all right.
Are you serious?
I didn't watch it. Sorry.
You have to watch it.
I didn't.
It's like a fucking train wreck. You have to watch it.
It doesn't even mean you're gay. You know what? Hold on. Here we go. I respect the fact that you did that. And I'm almost a little jealous because being a plus-size male model, I'm still, okay, it's going to happen. I, of course, am so self-conscious. Okay, I would never do it in a million years. But I respect, because my old man, he likes to be, he's gone to the nudist camps. Okay, he's comfortable. He doesn't give a shit. And like he's told me, he's like, dude, there's fat people. No one gives a shit.
Right.
But I still, I just can't. And so for people to just be able to whip it out, I want to be that person, but I have to be smaller. So I don't know. I respect it. Because to me, I don't give a shit. Nudity is nudity. I don't care. If a guy's walking around with his shit flopping out, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. And this whole shit going around the internet where all these girls are like, they want to post some pictures topless, but they're putting a picture of male nipples over them. It's just how shitty our country is. Who gives a fuck if they're topless? We're just people. Who gives a fuck if we're nude or not?
Right.
Free the nipple.
We need to just quit being uptight assholes.
That's part of the whole thing. Like I can honestly tell you, I think that's one of the things that Christianity has really ruined with us.
As I think it's just religion.
Not Christianity.
No, not.
What's
not,
really funny
okay.
is what's really
it's
funny
all
is,
my fault.
that's one of the things that Christian Anderson has ruined about this entire fucking country. No, has been the fact that everything's built around shame with those guys. It's built around the shame of your bodies and different things. When there are other cultures in the world one of the happiest cultures in the world, there's this tribe of African, like an African tribe, and the women wear blue belts if they're taken. If not, they wear like yellow belts, just so you know you're not going to fuck somebody else's wife. And the guys walk around, now get this shit, they walk around in different levels. And they wear like these necklace things, and the bigger their penis is erect, the different color of the necklaces. And the women actually see these necklaces first, because it's like impolite, I guess, to take a first look at the package. Which first, I would be looking at the package all fucking day. Like I'd be walking up, and be like, hey, yeah, he's way bigger than I am.
Exactly. You know, but, no shit.
Right. And they go out herding cows and shit with their dick flopping around, and I'm like, that's just fucking awesome. Like, why can't we be like this? Why do we have to be so uptight about nudity? And I think that's what's causing all these like sexual disorders and these crazy.
Exactly. And I was just gonna say that same thing. And it's always been one of my biggest thoughts, because I don't have any proof of this, but all these fucking the fuck am I trying to say? God, I hate my ADD.
Like perversions.
Exactly.
Way does
thank
a
you. Perversions is because we make it out to be this, oh my God, incredible thing, because we hide it.
Right.
We hide, and it's so unnecessary to do.
It is.
We hide it, and that's why oh my God, I gotta
but
see
why
it.
Is it that you don't want the world to see you? Are you ashamed of yourself and the way you look?
My fatness, yes.
And see, I'm not. I'm not ashamed. Like
no,
like,
I sit here and I say all this, and I know I shouldn't be, but.
Can't the same be said for us talking about our penis size? Does it really matter?
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter at all.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it better not matter.
Because about.
Okay,
you know.
So yeah, we allow violence. We allow all this violence on TV, right?
Violent video games.
Violence, right? But you bring up sex, all of a sudden.
A butt crack slips out while you're watching fucking Survivor, and they fucking tile it when it's a chick.
See a boob on the freaking Super Bowl. Anything, man.
Our country went insane after we saw a tit on the fucking TV.
It's absolutely nuts.
And it was a nice tit, too.
And it's making it. Yeah, it just makes things.
It was Michael
worse
Jackson's
worse.
Tit. I mean, Janet Jackson's
wow.
tit.
Wow.
Oh, Michael.
So Dave, yes. You're into space, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so tell us about New Horizons. What's going on with New Horizons?
You know, I haven't studied it as much as I need to, but we're going to pass Pluto on the 14th.
On the 14th?
Pluto.
Wow.
Which
so
I'm hearing
4 days away.
4 days away, and I'm hearing
the Science Channel is doing something live at that time.
See, we need to do a show.
As live as you can, because it takes a while for the signals to get back to us. But yes.
Especially from fucking Pluto.
Pluto, yes. Pluto.
Well, you know, it takes 8 minutes from the sun to get here, 186,000 miles per second. So
right.
The same speed of signal, it'll be about an hour difference, you know.
Little more. It's taken a decade to get from Neptune to Pluto.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's
taken a very long time. But it's pretty cool, because we're seeing the latest pictures that we're getting now. There's really what they've seen is four dark spots on Pluto. They're equal size, equal distance from each other.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. So hopefully we're going to see what that is.
Interesting.
Pluto's moons, probably?
Pluto only has one moon.
Pluto has lots of moons.
I was reading this article on it. They said we're approaching a planet that is the only planet like ours in the solar system that has only one moon. I shit you guys not. And if I'm wrong, I will jump up and down right now and just flog it in front of this camera. I promise you. Like, but I promise
Google.
Oh, yeah.
Googling?
Yeah, please do.
Pluto?
No, well, you never know. Everything that I've read says it has multiple moons. However, if we've gotten closer and they've retracted it, it's worth looking into.
What does it say?
So we got Charon, Hydra, Nyx, Styx, and Kerberos.
Okay, well, then I'm completely wrong.
So, you may not be wrong. You could have read something that somebody posted that was incorrect.
Okay. Which isn't that the main problem with the internet?
Is misinformation?
Wikipedia. No. But anyway, yeah, so we're going to be passing by on the 14th and should have clear views. I'm really interested to see what these dark spots are. However, I've also seen a couple of clips. Actually, can you look this up, too? That... it is being considered to add Pluto back to being an actual planet.
I thought they already did that.
Well, it should. They should, because that it doesn't have the. The only reason why they didn't add it to that is because it lost almost all of its planetary properties.
No,
right?
It's not going to be added back as a planet. It's still a planetoid, is what they call
it. Well, it's like a dwarf planet, which to me is stupid. They should all be planets. It can just still be classified as a dwarf planet, but still, it's just one of the many objects in the Kuiper Belt, and there are others that are similar in size.
Okay, explain what the Kuiper Belt is.
It's a belt around the solar system that's got a bunch of Pluto-sized shit around it.
Yeah, tons of
asteroids.
It's
just a bunch of asteroids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Not hemorrhoids, but asteroids just around on it.
That's so right. We can't throw any cream on it and make them go away?
That'd be a lot of cream.
Yep.
Just saying.
And just so everybody knows, too, it's impossible. It's almost impossible to hit an asteroid in the Kuiper Belt.
Yes.
Seriously.
So they're just spread out that far?
Well, they're thousands of miles away from
each
other.
You have no idea. Okay. Everything is spread so far apart, even in our galaxy. So if our galaxy and the Andromeda Galaxy were to come together, okay. and interact, nothing would touch. Nope. Nothing would touch each other.
Really? So all this big, like, oh, we're going to get these two galaxies are going to collide in like a billion years.
No, it's 83 million.
83 million.
Yeah, we're fucked. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the Power Man 5000 song?
This is what it's like.
Yes.
World's gonna lie.
Well,
this is what it's like.
Well, okay. There's a difference between worlds versus galaxies. But yes. But this no, there will like still be alterations because you're talking about gravitational alterations that will still take place.
Yep.
However, yes, nothing will touch each other at all.
Yep.
Because
everything
is so far spread apart. People have no clue how far apart everything is. Every star that you see up in the sky that is not a planetary object is so far away. What you're seeing is, for example, what's that one? I was just watching Contact and the star that they interact with. Vega.
Vega,
26 light years away. Meaning what you're seeing...
Mm-hmm. It would take 26 years at the speed of light to get there.
Right. What you're seeing was actually where it was 26 years ago.
Right.
And so...
You're looking back in time when you look at the stars.
Exactly.
Isn't that fucking mind-blowing?
Well, that is mind-blowing.
Technically, everything that you look at, you're looking
back
in time.
That is true. When you can see Mars in the sky, you're looking at 8 minutes ago. When you're looking at the moon, sun, you see 8 minutes ago. Actually, when you look at our moon, it's like, what 0.1 something seconds ago? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I'm looking at you... It's
That's
a fraction
a
of a second, and
that
it's still in the past. Everything.
That is a good point.
And this lag that we have on YouTube just proves fucking everything.
That is right.
Uh-oh. What the hell are we looking at?
Oh!
What's happening now? What's happening now?
We keep fluctuating between one viewer and four viewers.
Oh. Mm.
We're going to say 15.
It's well,
we're going to round it up to 15, okay?
Let's be honest. We're not giving them much to look at. Can the ladies come over here, please, and just stand around?
Right. I mean, they came on. They're like, oh, that's what those guys really look like. I'm out.
Shit.
I'm fucking out.
They were disappointed by the fro.
They were thinking, oh, you know what? You know what? That Cody had a nice voice. And
oh, my God.
I'm glad he has a nice voice. Because, and all I've been sitting here thinking to myself is, like, it's a good thing I wore a black shirt.
We're all wearing black shirts. All
right, I'm going to send out some stuff.
Let's find some gentlemen that look decent. We'll have them sit in here, and we'll just kind of sit out like on the back of the camera, and we'll just have them sit.
I think Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Chris, what's another famous Chris?
Or we'll just have their faces edited in later. We'll do that. Yeah. So viewers, type in who you want us whose face you want us to put over ours, and we'll go from there.
Yeah,
now,
we
with this whole YouTube thing, we can actually communicate with the viewers.
Yeah, so go ahead and type in, tell us your names, tell us where you're from, or tell us we're assholes. I don't give a fucking shit. Tell us if you're from Wichita. If you're from Wichita,
you're
go
from
fuck
Wichita,
yourself.
If you're from Wichita, tell Wade how big of an asshole he is.
Absolutely.
He is the biggest asshole.
And now that we're on
asshole.
Video,
this
he
is,
can
this
drop
is
his
what
pants
I
and
type.
Show you how big of an asshole he is.
That's great.
If you can get past all the hair.
So Christian... One of the big things that Christian and I have been talking about a lot here lately, he is fired the fuck up about this whole thing with Reddit. Will you please explain what's going on with Reddit to kind of give, you know, our listeners and everybody insight of what's really going on with that whole situation?
Well, today is the blackout.
Blackout?
Yep. A whole bunch of users, around 200,000-ish users.
Wonderful.
Please.
On camera, and I just fucking spilled all over myself.
That is awesome.
They are. They're not watching. They're not watching Reddit today at all. They're blacking out. They're not posting any new stuff. They're not doing anything. They're basically. It's a big thing. They're just like, nope. Screw you. We're not doing it anymore.
Why are they doing this?
Because Ellen Powell is screwing everything up. She now fired an administrator. That allowed questions to Reverend Jesse
Jackson,
and allowed certain questions to be asked that she probably that they're saying that she probably shouldn't have. So they fired her because. She allowed somebody to ask questions that they shouldn't have.
Well, and that's what's funny, is Reddit's always been one of those places for freedom of speech. That's all they talked about.
Exactly.
Freedom of speech. And then you hire this big corporate CEO that wants to make money off of a site that was free fucking news. No, seriously. That's
what America's about. You got to make money.
Yep. And you got to realize this is a privatized organization, man. I mean, so the actual website itself is a private website.
Right.
So she's trying to make money from it as much as she can. So she
can look like a badass. Well, you know, basically. Fuck her. You know, and then you look at what she had done in the past. What was the name of the company she worked for? It started with a K.
Klein or whatever.
Yeah. She fucking sued them because somebody got a job above her that they used to have an affair. She used to have an affair with, and it was a male. So she sued him for sexual discrimination. No, maybe you just fucking suck. You know, I mean, these are the people that are giving women a bad name with this whole situation, with the whole Sue Happy nonsense and the bullshit and the feminism.
Yep.
These are the women that are actually giving them the bad name.
I know, and she's the real McCoy too. I hate to use that word, but feminazi. She is the real McCoy, and she's using that power.
I wonder what Henry has to say about feminazis.
Well, Henry will be here in a minute, but I'm going to steer off course here a minute. Is there anything here to drink? But here's why
you could lick off of Wade's shirt since he just spilled a drink all over himself.
Well, I can't drink that. No, and I'll here's two reasons for that. One, I'm thirsty, but two, I need something to do with my hands. You vaping bastards have something to hold. I don't have shit to hold. What am I gonna do? Just sit here?
You have my keys?
Like a rattle, like a baby's rattle. Just shake him. Come on, let's do this. Like a cat.
Oh. There we go.
I could also stop banging my headphones into the microphonics. I've done that twice now.
Is this better? You happy?
Okay, we'll get back to Reddit in a moment. But what is this thing about Facebook of people trying to change their pictures to Batman? Why not change it to an actual superhero?
Oh,
I agree.
I agree too. Like
Superman, because you know why he's a superhero? Because he can fly.
Because he's a fucking prick.
No.
Oh my God! Let's
superpower,
give every superpower that we can think of to one fucking man and call him Superman.
Right.
Oh,
well,
at least he had
no
a fucking
superpowers.
Yeah.
What?
Better than having no superpowers.
Capitalism. Yeah. That's the only reason
having
why
having no superpowers is.
See, okay.
Why he's a fucking superhero?
You see, what Batman could shine something on the moon? Superman could fly to the moon.
Who fucking cares?
Well,
apparently I do because I just said it.
Well, you're fucking retarded for thinking that.
I'm retarded, but it has nothing to do with that.
Batman doesn't kill people, but Superman does.
Ooh.
He's not afraid to kill, man.
There you go. Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's because fucking Batman has morals.
No, Batman wants to play with his food. That's all it has to fucking do.
Yes. What? So hopefully they fucking stop doing
so
what they're
in
doing.
The middle, wait, hold on. We're having an argument, and the argument is Batman plays with his fucking food. I don't know why, but that's fucking hilarious.
No, he does. He sits there all day long and just like, let me catch the Joker for the 15,000th fucking time. Oh, look, it's the Riddler. Reel me this. Holy shit. Let's catch this motherfucker. Oh, my God. Oh, and there's this crazy bitch that, like, what's his, he's in it for the show. He plays with his food because he has a fucking shit ton of money, and that's what he wants to do. Absolutely. That's all it is. I'm a billionaire. Let me go play with some food. That's what the billionaires do. They play with the littler people than them. He drives around in a black car, thinks he's badass, and has a bunch of fucking weapons.
Well, and as we know, Star Wars sucks ass, but at least they're better than Batman.
Okay, we're going to fight with you on that one.
Oh, man.
And Cody.
Cody's like seething here.
I got to give you shit, man. I love Batman. I love giving this guy shit about the Star Wars and Batman. I love the Batman.
So I'm wearing a fucking Batman shirt.
Oh, we can see that. Oh,
yeah. I have fucking Batman keys.
Dude,
I
have Batman,
a fucking
you probably
Batman,
Batman
wallet.
Underwear, you probably
I
have
do.
Batman condoms. You probably have Batman cock ring. You probably have...
Yeah.
Is there anything Batman related on your wedding ring?
On the inside.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
I am Batman.
Did you on your wedding day, your wedding outfit, was there anything Batman
Jesus.
On your person?
I was a little drunk. I don't remember.
Hmm.
Yeah. When you marry somebody that sucks your soul from you, you don't want to remember.
You
all right that.
Over there?
What's going on?
I have no idea.
Chocolate all over me.
Chocolate?
What's wrong with that side of the table? Wade is spilling his fucking Diet Coke all over himself. You're spilling fucking hot chocolate all over yourself. What the fuck's going on over there? You jerking each other off? So you fucking... Jesus. Sorry, now
Indeed.
I'm fucking pissed. I'm just fucking pissed okay. right now. Fuck you guys.
Right.
Okay?
However, the...
Jesus Christ. How is he not a fucking superhero?
The dynamic between the Joker
oh
and
you realize
Batman...
You're just giving you shit,
awesome,
right?
Awesome story.
Yes.
Okay? Don't get me wrong. But as a superhero, he sucks balls.
Are you fucking kidding me? He sucks
no
balls. He's only... The only...
He's not a superhero.
He's a fucking superhero. He's a fucking man. A fucking man who trained himself to the peak physical and mental condition that he is so that he can fight crime against these fucking supervillains that have powers.
Mm-hmm. But is
and defeats them.
But he's not a man of the people, though.
I don't know why I just pulled out
not
my
a man
wallet,
of the people.
But it
no.
is a Walking Dead wallet that I just got.
Not a man of the people.
He does not represent
I was
the people
compare
of Gotham.
To
he does not. He never
he's
did.
Just trying to save the people,
exactly.
people of Gotham.
He's just trying to save them, but he's not a man
so,
of the people.
Okay.
However,
who cares? Who cares? He's trying to save
wait,
them.
Wait. Superheroes are.
Oh, Jesus.
Like the Flash?
Oh,
like,
well, the fuck, the Flash.
Fuck the Flash.
I run fast.
Oh, dude, come on. Speed Force is awesome.
That was funny as shit.
I run fast. Look at me. I'm running really fucking
no,
fast.
No, I can only fold space and time. That's all I... Seriously,
oh,
Speed
Jesus.
Force is freaking awesome,
oh, whatever. He's a fucking dumbass.
And
oh,
I jerk
on.
Off chickens.
Henry.
Hello, Henry.
All right, Henry.
What do you think of Batman, Henry? No? No, you don't have any opinions on Batman?
He's got a small cock.
He might be compensating. I'll give you that. He might be compensating. I will give you that. Well, I mean, look at the Batmobile. It's fucking huge.
Something has to be.
Do you think he's a superhero?
No.
Why?
His mom is.
His she mom is dead.
Right.
She got shot in front of him along with his dad.
Yeah, but that
in Crime Alley.
Gives the best blowjob I've ever had.
Oh my God. What, you fuck? You throat fuck his mom's skeleton?
Yeah.
You're nasty. You're nasty, nasty man.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
I throat fuck myself.
Oh, jeez.
Can you reach your cock with your mouth? Oh, my God. I guess he can. Holy shit. Keep doing it. I'm fascinated.
And did you know that if you eat a lot of seafood, that sometimes you can taste it in your semen?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you have seafood semen?
Yeah.
Like a lot of shrimp, a lot of lobster,
there's
a lot of crab.
There's a lady outside with a dog.
Oh, God, is it her?
I don't know.
Wow.
Wade, look, is it her?
No, we were just talking about this, and it just came up on Reddit. So I'm sorry. We had a squirrel moment.
Ellen
I apologize, Hen.
Resigns squirrel. As interim CEO after Reddit revolt.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
It just happened.
Good.
It just
good
happened. Lord. She resigned. And you know, well, that's what happens when you go into good shit and fucking ruin it.
Yep.
You resign so you don't get fired.
So, I feel kind of like a dipshit. I know nothing about Reddit. I've never been involved in it.
Right. But it's not because you're a dipshit. It's because, well, Reddit's one of those things that's kind of been an underground news source for smart people.
Underground, dude. It's freaking...
Well, it started out underground, and then it grew.
It's underground,
the front
pound
page
town.
Of the internet, man.
Well, but it started out underground.
2.5 million freaking active users. 200 million freaking unique visitors every single day. It's a huge website.
You are so happy right now.
Dude, look, I am so happy right now.
It's like he just had a new child or something.
This is great.
Do you have any offspring?
Yes, I've got two boys.
Huh.
I do indeed.
So do they like Batman?
They do like Batman.
Thank you.
Yes.
Batman. They like the Batman because...
But they also like Superman. Nice.
They like Batman because they haven't grown out of it yet.
They're not educated yet.
So, okay...
They don't see how worthless Superman actually is yet.
Oh, my God.
If you could have...
You got me fired up on this. Every fucking crack that I can make about how much of a bitch fucking Superman is, it's going to fucking come out of my goddamn mouth.
What's
because
really awesome
fuck you guys.
It's really awesome. He's got an incredibly happy guy right now, and then this fucking pissed off fucking troll
over here.
I'm
so
pissed
right now.
Okay, let Dave talk. Let Dave.
No, fuck Dave.
No.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Okay,
that's what every happy girl has ever done.
Okay.
So, if you could have... I don't know if I want to use the word power, but if you could have any, I guess, power, it doesn't necessarily need to be a superpower.
Oh, let's go there. Let's go all the way to superpower.
Fine.
Aren't all powers
because
super?
Honestly, the one thing I wish I could do in the world is fly. Because if I could fly, I could give a shit about saving people. I just want
to
fly.
I would actually have to go with Wolverine's
gay?
Power.
Are you going to have to go gay?
No, I'm going to have to go Wolverine's power.
You want metal claws to come out of your hand.
That's not his power.
No, his power is because he heals like fucking immensely.
Yes.
Okay, I just posted
that. I just want to fly. I want to be able to fly up, and if I screw up and I fly foot straight into the earth, you know, like Superman, I wouldn't be hurt. That's what
Jesus.
I want. I want to fly.
I want to be able to be invisible. I've always, like, that's the people.
That makes
topic.
A lot of sense.
Yeah, but you're
considering
a perv,
your weight.
So I don't know if
what?
That's a good...
Considering what?
Considering your weight.
I've got a question for you. How would you see... If you were invisible,
ooh. I don't fucking know.
you would have no retina. You wouldn't have any.
And,
you
and
no
really
light
quick,
would
oddly
be,
enough, his shirt says hidden.
Skyrim, man,
fucking Skyrim, right there, man.
Oh man,
hell yeah.
I'm trying to wrap my head around here. You wouldn't be able to see.
No, because
you wouldn't have any retinas.
Yeah, you're photon.
So maybe there are invisible people just fucking walking around. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, but here's
blindly
the thing.
Just bumping into shit.
All right, so here's this. Now, I've always thought, okay, everything that we know as humans, every chemical molecule, whatever, we only know what we have been able to discover. What we can. There very well could be shit out there that we have no clue
right.
that exists because we simply have not found it.
Well, yep.
So what if we are living here in this world and we're there could be a whole other universe, whole other world on this planet because we just don't know of it.
I guarantee that's it.
Isn't that so fucking cool?
Think about it this way. You only see about 1% of the light spectrum.
Right. That's very true.
Just
we don't
1%.
See shit.
It's actually a little bit less than 1%. That's not mm-hmm. much. That's not no. much at all. Same thing with same thing with sound. We only hear like 1/10,000th mm-hmm. of how much sound there is of the all the bands of sound out there. We don't
right.
see much at all, or see or hear anything. We are blind right. as hell when
oh,
it
yeah.
comes to mm-hmm. when it comes to the universe.
Because like light spectrum, you have like from here to here, like this is the one extreme, the other extreme. I think we're like right here. That's about all we see. Mm-hmm. Same with sound. Your highest, your lowest, you hear about that much.
Yep.
We are really
kind
of worthless pieces
huh?
of shit.
So no wonder my dog was listening to Nickelback the other day and just threw up.
Like, dogs got a good sense of taste.
Just throws up.
Did he throw up and have diarrhea when he listened to Creed?
I know I would.
Fucking dogs.
This man knows how to sing. Seriously? He was singing his ass off yesterday. Right. Like, a lot.
I've gotten better at my singing. Yeah. I'm not as good as him.
Oh, I thought you were talking
this
about
guy,
his dog.
This guy can fucking sing, man. Like
I can't. Oh.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can sing.
Well, maybe.
You're pretty good.
I'm overly critical of everything I say and do.
Can Henry sing?
No.
Oh well.
I've never tried to sing with Henry.
Yeah.
Well, let's try.
Come on.
I would need a git fiddle.
A git fiddle?
I have
What's
a hard time singing without an instrument or music.
Oh, come
on!
But
there's a guitar right over there.
No, but don't worry about it. No, let's just do this. Let's just do the a cappella style. Henry,
I'm just gonna
sing
kick
the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you
see.
It can't sound any worse than that. Henry? Let's do this.
Yeah. that was horrible.
No, I'm trying to think of a song.
I'm probably actually going to listen back to this episode and shoot myself as soon as I start singing that. That's how bad it was. So thank you for watching the show, and hopefully you enjoyed my performance. I will be gone after this.
No, that's awesome, man. I love it.
Now we have a bunch of people signing on because they know that Cody is going to be fucking gone. No. Oh, that's cool.
No, I'm trying to think of a specific song.
Rap with Henry. Let's rap with Henry.
So you can't put me on the spot now. Yeah. Y'all are bastards.
I know.
Can you sing I'm Sexy and I Know It?
No.
Can you sing I'm Bringing Sexy Back?
No.
Yeah.
What does the fox say?
Oh,
yeah. fucking Henry's
you assholes.
Awesome. Anyway.
Damn it. There's a song that I'm trying to sing, or that I want to sing, and I'm trying to remember it.
What does the fox
just
say?
But I've already fucked it up. It won't even be funny now. What?
That was Siri.
Terrible.
What does the fox say?
Thank you.
It's supposed to be the same one.
You totally beautiful. Just derailed the entire show.
No, it didn't.
You're like a giant fucking stop sign, Cody.
This is how it's you remind me.
Ooh. Nice. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going.
Go,
I was just
Henry.
That's about all.
Oh, okay.
What I really
well,
you sounded better than Nickelback. I gotta say, I was actually listening to Henry.
Well, and you know, it's kind of funny. Yes, I'm mainly into my hard rock, my trance. But I have to admit, I will always have a soft spot for the Blink 182. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what? I like Blink.
Exactly. And I was listening to.
I like 182.
I was listening to their live CD, and I love the
shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat. I fucked your mom.
Nice.
Yes. Just saying.
Okay. That was kind of Henry-esque, too.
It was a little Henry-esque.
What that was supposed to be, yeah.
It was good. It was good.
Henry, sure. Did you fuck your mom?
Maybe.
How many times?
7.
You counted?
10.
Once every year that he lived with her.
Mom, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday, Mom. I came out of you. Now I want to go back in.
Well, here's the shitty part. I'm 52. She's dead, and I still live with her.
Oh, my God.
It's horrifying.
It is.
So you're like Norman Bates. You kind of got like that Norman Bates type
relationship.
Master
who?
You know, one of our biggest fans, Nate, hates Henry.
He really hates Henry.
And
but I love Nate.
How much do you love Nate?
Oh, he's jerking off right now as he's thinking about Nate. That's really weird.
His beard.
Just
the thought of his beard, and I need a towel.
Oh, God. Damn it.
Floor.
He just made a mess all over the fucking table.
I know. Well.
I forget. People can actually see us. Damn it!
Terrible.
I'm so tired of people seeing me.
I know.
I have a face
for
radio.
Why?
Because
I think
a face
this is
radio.
Amazing.
This is great, man.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
Well, you guys are decent looking people. I look
decent
like a fucking.
Looking,
troll.
I have a fucking Jufro, motherfucker. How is that decent looking?
Yeah, but you can grow that and cut it off. Look at me. I'm fucking fat and ugly.
You're a troll.
Jesus Christ, I look like a goddamn hobbit on fucking steroids.
I'm a frat half.
No,
I'm a fat halfway.
You don't look like a hobbit on steroids. You look like a hobbit on fucking meth.
I am on meth. No. So I didn't share this either. So I just looked at the camera. I did the little double eyebrow thing. So we're at the restaurant, and I just happen to be looking over at the guy, the Steve DeShavi guy. He just happens to look over, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, raise my glass to him. And he just kind of does the little... two eyebrow thing at me. So
that thing.
My fear is, well, he may
you
not have even
have
been looking at me.
You should have
I
talked to him.
I don't know, but it looked like he's looking at me. So he probably thought I was a gay man hitting on him. Because I mean, he's well groomed.
Right.
He's not cut, but he's got arms. You can tell he lifts. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So I have a feeling that He probably thought I was, like, trying to,
that's
know,
why you should have gone over
him
and talked to him. Be like, hey,
because,
I'm a big
okay,
fan.
Look, the reason we didn't, one, he was on his phone constantly, and I know when he's doing his show, he's going back and forth with the police. He's always also going back and forth with the people that he's working with and all this kind of
producers,
stuff. So he's, exactly, so yeah, he's doing that. Plus, he's trying to eat his food, and he's trying to be, so if I were to go up there, talk to him and stuff, then people are going to see that I'm going up there. They're going to see people talking to him and, like, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's close.
How many, how popular is the show?
So
it's got to be popular enough that it's still on the air, obviously. But what I'm saying is, would it have been so bad for him? Like, okay, put yourself in that situation. When this podcast goes big, thank you, and you're sitting there at Red Robin, someone comes up to you, takes 2 seconds, and just says, hey, I'm a big fan. Just wanted to say thank you for the show. I'll let you enjoy your food. And you scoot.
So anyway, if you go up to him.
That's all I'm saying you should have done. That's all I'm saying.
So anyway. No, and I wanted to do that. But the thing was, he was constantly back and forth on his phone. And there were people kind of around him. And I knew that if I went up to him. And he looked really busy, so I'm like, okay, if we go up there and we're like, hi, you know, just want to say really quick, we like your show and all that, people around us are going to start looking at him. And people
right,
are then going to be like, okay, who is this guy? And that, you know, it's going to start bringing more attention to him. Mm-hmm.
People,
and I kind of wanted to avoid
attention.
That. So.
People do not fucking
pay
attention.
Oh, they were going to pay attention. Very much so.
Why?
Well, aside from the hot waitresses that were walking around him constantly. But no, there were too many people around him. Too many people would have heard us talking to him.
I have worked as a security guard in a mall, and somebody
you really wait, that on air.
You yes, were a mall yes, cop.
I was a mall cop.
Oh, nice. That's fucking great.
Paul Blart is my role model.
Okay.
No, one
just,
of us has to be
I
Paul Blart. You're the skinny guy who's hijacking the place.
I didn't have the segue.
Speaking of segues,
anyways. Fuck, I totally forgot what I was going to say.
I'm going to call
okay,
two.
Okay, no, I never remember. So, there was a guy mm-hmm. with a gun out, walking around the mall. A full mall, a busy mall. Nobody fucking noticed.
Are you serious?
Not one
yeah,
single fucking
story.
Person noticed.
No shit.
The only people that knew were security.
And he had the gun out.
He had the gun out.
Wow.
And nobody noticed. Nobody pays attention. That's why I'm saying taking 2 seconds to go up and talk to somebody that you admire and enjoy the show of to say, hey, I fucking enjoy your show. I hope you have a good dinner. Walk away.
Well, next time we go over there and he's there, I will ask him. If you tell me to go up there, then I'll do it. I'll be like, I didn't want to come see you. My podcast partner told me to come over here. So I'm doing it. I don't want to talk to you. I like you. I don't want to talk to you. But dude said no.
He might say, hey, sit down, have a drink.
And then I would have grabbed his cock. It's just what you do. And then he would have. Then there would have been
well,
a fight.
This is a very slippery slope.
It is.
No. Actually, I thought about it later. I'm like, well, what if I went over there and he was like, yeah, you know, it's good. Because he's from the Bronx. You know, he was born in Brooklyn. So yeah, he's got a bit of an accent. And, but, like, dude, if you come on our show, I'll blow you.
That's
but
the
my
other.
Wife was
that,
there, so
that,
I couldn't
I'm
say
actually
that.
Glad you brought that up because I'm actually I wanted to bring that up because I'm actually kind of pissed you didn't and say hey we got a podcast you want
to
come on the show.
He would have told him to fuck off.
Yes,
in that
exactly.
Like,
no,
well,
I don't think he would
off.
He'd
oh,
be like
yes,
he probably would have been. Like, you know, I'm pretty busy.
Okay, have you ever watched the show?
No.
Okay, if you understood what kind of guy he was, you're talking about a cop, a former detective, and now a guy who makes a living
former Marine.
Trying to yes, former Marine cop detective, yada yada. Who goes around to all these places who, in most cases, are dealing with people who are trying to get attention.
I'm just disappointed.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah. I don't really need to keep going on here. The guy's not going to go on just some... Unless we're already a big act, which hopefully we will be.
We will be.
He's not just going to go on some... He's got shit that he's got to do. He's only here for a short period of time. So I'm just, you know, we don't even know what the hell
time.
We're doing
we
half
time
the time.
We totally make the time. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's like
we
after we're done with this, I'm going to go home to an empty house. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Oh, I got an amp. I'll be playing with my good little
Wade.
Oh, yes, shit.
Tell us what happened to your foot. Exactly
yes,
what
please.
Happened.
Please.
Show what? Everybody.
Oh, man. I don't want to show everybody the
show
foot.
Show everybody
show
the foot.
A man would.
I got a messed up foot. That's all. That's all I'm gonna say.
Show him the foot.
It's in a weird. It's in a little walking cast thing.
You need to support it up anyway. You need to put it. You know,
no,
lift it.
No, no.
The man's on crutches and everything. He's riding around in jazzy chairs.
Yes,
and
he was.
Everything.
Yeah, I was riding around in a jazzy power chair today in the grocery store.
Like a drunk motherfucker.
And I'm just like
just going, hitting shit.
Boom, boom, boom. It was great. All right,
$200 Monopoly dollars if you do a pirouette on it.
No fucking way. This totally fucking thing hurts, man.
On his ass.
Ugh. All right, $500 Monopoly dollars if you do a pirouette on it.
I'm not playing fucking Monopoly, dude. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, it's fucking great. Anyway, there was somebody I actually wanted to talk to on the show tonight, and get. He has something he wants to say about. About the
we can get to that in a minute. I believe he asked you a question about your foot.
No, I don't want to talk about my goddamn foot.
Okay, so at work, Wade was
no
doing a
no. I don't
job.
Want to talk about my fucking foot.
You're not fucking talking about your foot. I'm talking about your fucking foot.
Oh God, that was brutal, dude. Wow. That shook the ground.
Oh man, yeah, it did. So maybe that's a cue. There could be more where that came from. We might just want to continue on with this story.
No. Wade was doing a certain job, and he didn't do it right. He fell, twisted his ankle, most likely popped fucking tendons in his ankle. Mm-hmm. Two of them, right?
Yes. Well, peroneal tendon or whatever it is called.
Are you sure he didn't do it right? Last I heard, there was a at-work masturbation incident.
Well, yeah, that happens all the time with
That's
Wade.
That's pretty impressive, man.
I'm at work, Mac. Who had that at work, Max? Yeah, whatever the fuck that is. I found something I can't say.
Anyway, continue with your story.
And so
we got the gist. You were doing something on top of a thing.
And then he laid there like a bitch, yelling and screaming.
No, I just said, "Hey, come and help," you know. And they let me off the top of the rail car, and we got me down on the ground, and now I'm fucking bored, 12 hours a day at work, just doing nothing. It fucking sucks, dude. Help with this paperwork. Be my bitch. But I don't move very fast, so it's like.
That's why we need to get you a jazzy scooter. At work,
that would be great.
Yeah,
they have some with pretty rugged tires, so you can go out on the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but is it intrinsically safe?
No.
Don't use big words. You don't understand what they mean.
So
I know what they mean.
What were you saying?
About what? I wanted to talk to Jason, the Tooth. He is pissed off about this whole thing with the Confederate flag. Now, you guys, seriously, when I mean he's pissed off about the whole thing with the Confederate flag, he is fucking livid. And he was saying some funny shit to me the other day on the phone. So I said, you need to come on the show and talk about how angry you are about the Confederate flag thing and how they're outlawing it and shit. It's fucking funny what he has to say.
Are you going to call him?
Yeah.
All right. Fucking call
him.
Jesus.
Let's do this.
This is going to be interesting.
Now, we've actually heard Jason on the show before.
Because
somebody pocket dialed his ass.
Let's see.
See, because I have two cents to throw in on there as to why it's being dismantled, but it's stupid.
Hello.
What's going on, dude?
Hello.
You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes.
Welcome,
Jason.
Sir.
Jason, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
I don't think you can hear me. Well, this was fantastic.
Hello.
Hello.
Jason.
Oh, you know what? We'll do it again. We'll try him one more time.
You got to put it on speaker.
No, you don't got to put it on speaker. It's
yes,
going
you do.
It's going through. No.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Oh, ow. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, folks.
Ow. We're professionals.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Awesome.
Nice.
Okay.
Turn him down. He's way too hot.
Anyway, so we had you coming on the show tonight to discuss the whole thing about the stars and bars that had you fucking fired up the other day about what they're doing in the Carolinas. Why don't you go ahead and tell us?
You already got me fired up, but first I got to tell you, Batman has killed people. In the very first comic book, Batman hung a man from the bat chopper and flew off.
Okay, I got to say real quick, honestly, this is the last person I ever thought would come to my side. I fucking love you, Jason. Because not only did he do that...
I'm a geek. I got to stand by my geekhood. Batman is a pussy.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. He's not a goddamn pussy. He's fuck you, Jason. Yeah. Yeah. All right, you were on my good side. Yeah. Now you're on my fucking bad side. I'm going to fucking destroy you, motherfucker.
Yes.
Fuck you. He's not a goddamn pussy.
I love it.
Batman is a pussy.
Oh,
man.
Fuck
my
you. Fuck
wham.
You. All right, all right. Shut up. Shut up, or I'm not going to shut up. Talk.
Talk.
Just don't say Batman is a pussy again, or I'll...
Batman...
What are you going to do in another state? Come on, Fro Boy.
Cruise missile, bitch.
Cruise anyway.
Okay, go back to saying Batman's a pussy, but...
But Batman's a pussy. What can I say? All right, so I got to tell you guys. I've had a horrible fucking day today.
Okay.
Thank you guys for making me laugh, though. But here's the thing. I am very racist against every race out there. I hate white people the most.
Nice.
He's big and white, by the way.
I am a southern boy. Not a southern boy. I'm a redneck. I love the South. What is going on in South Carolina is a bunch of bullshit.
So
how the fuck can we as a nation allow people to have right to marry whoever they want, become whole as a nation, and step three steps backwards and fall on our ass?
Because that's
the stars
America.
And bars is a flag that does not represent racism.
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
No, it doesn't matter how you look at it. If you look at it the way the media wants you to look at it, then it is. But if you actually do your history, the Civil War was a little bit of slavery, but it was more about the fact that the South felt like they had no voice in Congress.
Bullshit.
So they went out.
Absolutely. He's right. He's right.
No, it was 100%.
It was not about slavery.
No.
No, it was freaking slavery.
It was not about slavery.
It was not. It was about the South feeling like they had no voice in Congress. So the Southern states said, you know what? Fuck you guys. We're going to go make our own country. Slavery was part of the Civil War. But that flag does not represent slavery.
It doesn't.
It represents people standing up against their being repressed. It's standing up against the government.
Now, here's my understanding of the flag itself. The flag in question, the bars and stripes, as Wade called it.
Stars and bars.
Stars and bars, I'm sorry. That flag specifically was not actually the Confederate flag.
It was the Confederate Army flag, yes.
No,
yeah,
my understanding of it was actually, I can't remember the state.
Here it is right
It was a certain battalion's flag.
Correct.
And the actual Confederate flag was somewhat like our American flag.
You can see it right there on the screen.
That's actually the original Stars
and
Bars right
there.
Right.
But the flag that we're talking about is the Union Jack-esque cross bars.
And what it is, what it represents is the Confederate Army flag. That's what they waved when they went into battle. And it was their way of pretty much sticking it to the fucking man. Like that's what that flag represents. Now there has been a bunch of would you at least admit this one, Jason, that for the majority of the people that fly that flag are a bunch of fucking retarded hillbillies?
Well, yeah, of course, but you have to also assume that people in Texas who fly the Texas flag are a bunch of racists against Mexicans. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck, if they're going to take that flag down, then Texas is going to be next. And if Texas is next, then our flag, the American flag, is going to be next.
Okay, now you're talking this crazy slippery slope. Now you're going down
this... No, let's face it. Let's face it. This country was built by slaves. So if that flag represents slavery, then the American fucking flag does too.
He's got a point.
He has a very
solid point there.
He does.
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, Hawaii did not enter into the United States until 1950. So
it was
after the after slavery. So, and we have 50 stars on our flag, don't we? So,
okay, but two stars.
Take it over, though, did we not?
Okay, so we currently live in Washington. We currently live in Washington, and George Washington owned slaves, so therefore we want his head off the fucking flag.
Oh, shut
up! That's kind of what he's saying.
Yeah,
it's the same fucking thing.
No,
if you're going to stretch one symbol out to the point that it's not even representing what it was originally to represent, then every flag in this nation represents something towards slavery, religion, fuck, even the Mormon Utah flag.
Yeah, I agree. You're right.
But I have to admit, I think it's bullshit as well. I think that flags are nothing more than symbols, right?
Right.
That's all they are.
Yeah.
And it's freedom of expression to want to do whatever you want.
It's back to freedom of speech, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think
and to have South Carolina throw a fit because some white fucked up in the head kid goes into a church and shoots a whole bunch of people instead of blaming the fucking parents and blaming him like it should be, they're blaming a goddamn flag.
Well, mm-hmm. this debate has been brewing for at least 10 years that I know of now, right?
Oh, longer than that, since Columbine. Columbine.
But the point is they're taking responsibility away from where it needs to be and blaming it on racism, which, mm-hmm. yeah, the crime that was that happened in the church was racism, which means that kid needs to be hung for treason.
Right. Not treason, just being an asshole.
Well, that's just straight up murder, man. That isn't
right.
Well, if they're going to hang him for just being an asshole, we need to hang you, Wade.
What they're doing is they're taking a symbol because he has pictures on his Facebook of him waving the
like a turtle
flag, well, you know, white supremacist. Fuck that.
Well, and that just shows
that
the ignorance.
It got me heated underneath the collar because I love the Stars and Bars. I think it goes great. It goes with our flag itself, the national flag. They're symbols.
They have taken.
And if you're going to take one down, what's next?
They have taken it to an extreme. The General Lee. Right. The mm-hmm. like the toys, oh, the General
yeah.
Lee. They actually took the Confederate
Dukes
flag
of Hazzard
off the General Lee.
Yeah. They stopped airing Dukes of Hazzard because it had the Confederate flag.
It doesn't mm-hmm. make sense.
No.
No.
Well, the biggest problem is they're associating the flag with all the racists and all the crimes and all this stuff. But the funny thing is, all these stupid crimes and everyone that are committing these murders and all this that are waving that Confederate flag, those people are idiots. Because they think it symbolizes racism.
Right.
When it doesn't. And they're the fucking retards who are waving a flag thinking it symbolizes something, which it doesn't.
Now the nation is
associating that flag with these fucking idiots. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's ignorance on two levels.
Right.
It's ignorance on the people who are waving it thinking that it symbolizes that shit. And then it's ignorance on the rest of the country who thinks, oh, well, that's what it means then.
Okay,
it's
so.
It's fucking retarded.
The media can be blamed then at that point.
Absolutely. The media can be blamed for so much shit.
I'm just saying. Like,
fucking media. The media, they have too much to lose than to print the truth.
Yeah,
exactly.
They have way too much
They need
a
story. They need the ratings. They need the money.
Absolutely. So they sensationalize mm-hmm. everything. They crank it up a notch. And the reason why Baltimore was on fire fucking months ago was because the media sensationalized fucking shit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is. It's based around ratings. They don't give a fuck about mm-hmm. the truth.
No.
It used to be. It used to be the truth. Now this is the truth. This mm-hmm. is the only place you can find the truth is guys sitting around fucking mm-hmm. talking. So,
I've got a question.
Yes.
So, do you think 9/11 would not have been what it was if it weren't for mainstream media?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
When you turned on the TV, No. Seriously, come on. There was fucking, in the grand scheme of things, now I'm not downplaying 9/11, everybody, when I'm about ready to say this.
Yes, exactly.
But in the grand scheme of things, how many people died in comparison to anything like a natural disaster or whatever happened in America? In the grand scheme of things.
In comparison, the closest comparison would be Pearl Harbor.
Okay, we have some questions.
Okay, what are these questions?
One of the questions you already answered is look below at the last two comments.
Right. Your hair is out of control.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. I love it.
What I will say, I can't remember the specifics, but going back to the 9/11, did a lot of people use advertising to sell home security things and things like that? Absolutely.
Oh, God.
And it's sad and it's pathetic.
They used 9/11 as the... We've lived in fear for how long because of mm-hmm. that fucking thing? So, yes. The media...
What's the word you just used?
They did exactly what they set out to do. They turned our country into fearing every mm-hmm. fucking thing. And our media ate it up like fucking crazy.
And it definitely happened after 9/11. But I also think at the same time, when an attack that big, if you look at how it happened and why it happened and how many mm-hmm. people died.
Right.
Okay. To know that alone really is scary enough.
Yes, but having the media say, oh, there was this,
I'm not protecting the media whatsoever. I'm just talking about the act itself, okay? Because the act itself is fucked up. How many people died? 2,900, almost 3,000.
Look, I'm jumping in here.
It was right at 3,000 people.
I'm jumping in here, okay? That was an incredibly huge attack, okay, for us.
Yes.
Do you know how many of these attacks happen to other countries and other nations?
Absolutely. This is what we need to get into.
The reason why this attack is so such a huge, big event is because of how our media blew it up and because this doesn't happen in our country all the time.
Right.
But these attacks were more than 2,000, hundreds of, 200, 5,000, 10,000 people die. In Africa, these fucking wars and all this other shit, it happens all the time.
Genocide in Africa,
and
yeah.
Our media has blown this up to be the biggest world event.
I'm not defending media whatsoever.
Our media pisses me off.
Yes. I don't even watch news, to be perfectly honest with you guys, because it's just...
It's bullshit.
Bullshit. Every single thing.
It's about selling whatever the fuck the commercial is saying.
Pretty much.
And if you watch the commercials, you can tell the people that are actually fucking buying the news, and that is Jazzy Power Chairs and fucking I Have Fallen and Can't Get Up. They're going to die soon, and so is fucking media. Fuck you.
We all do remember, we do have a guest on the phone, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
I'm here.
What do you think about the media and what they did with 9/11? Now, you were younger. You're younger than us, so... So
I remember 9/11, and I have to say this. The media fucked it up because the way the media focused on the people who died in New York City was outrageous compared to the ones that they should have focused that stood up against this attack in Pennsylvania.
Right.
We didn't hear about that shit. Mm-hmm. We didn't hear about the true Americans who said, you know what? Fuck you. Mm-hmm. All we heard about was the towers. And that went on for days, and how they can corrupt our water and shit. I always tell people when this subject comes up, look at America as an egg. The outer world, all they see is, news from like L.A., New York, Baltimore, Miami, shit like this. Cities that need to burn and just...
Jesus.
Christ.
This is why
you don't hear Detroit.
Let's move on to another one.
Yeah, you don't hear about, I know Wade doesn't like Kansas, but you don't hear about Farmer Joe out there in Kansas busting his ass to feed us and the government wanting to take his land to put a fucking airstrip in there.
Or Monsanto. You don't hear about Monsanto taking people's land just because they're planting the wrong seeds. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't hear this shit because we're like an egg. The rest of the world just sees us as this fragile piece of shit country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, and he brings up the biggest point that the group of people who overtook the plane and lost their lives on the plane, okay, how many ever people were on there, 100 and something that died?
Right.
Do you know how many people they saved?
Right.
By taking that plane down.
Absolutely.
Nobody, you don't hear about that.
There was another story I actually saw today concerning the 9/11 attacks, and it was the people evacuating Manhattan when the towers were falling.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
How many boat captains, ferry captains, anybody that had a fucking boat.
I saw that.
And you don't
the Coast Guard came out and said, hey, anybody with a boat, can you get to Manhattan and help with the evacuation? Mm-hmm. And 15 minutes later, there were guys on there saying they have never seen so many boats, and they'd been on the water for 30 fucking years.
And so we should be hearing, this is the real news. This is the personalizing
stuff.
But all we hear about, how much it's going to cost because the fucking towers fell, because that's all that fucking matters.
And all that comes out of that is the conspiracy theories.
Well, but it's all about the conspiracy theories,
a military drone.
It's all about money.
And the tower.
You have no idea how much money
our government cannot hit their ass with either hand. There is no fucking conspiracy.
But
no.
Seriously, our government blamed Saddam Hussein when he had absolutely nothing to do with it.
George Bush was going to go into Saudi Arabia regardless.
Right.
You mean Iraq?
When that happened, that was his golden ticket to go in.
You mean Iraq? Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah. I don't mean to correct you. I'm being a dick.
He had to go do daddy's work.
Yeah, pretty much. Daddy didn't finish your job, so he had to go
well,
and do it.
Well, he had to go do Halliburton's work as well. I mean, come on. Dick Cheney got paid $20 million from Halliburton in fucking, what do they call it, campaign donations. And then all of a sudden he took that $20 million and turned it into billions that lined him and his buddy's pockets. But why the rest of us, our economy collapsed... we lived in fear. We had the Patriot Act. We had the Military Commissions Act. We had this and that and this. Let's go on and on and on. While he got fucking rich. That'll tell you the entire thing.
So I don't.
That's where they all get rich. That's why I'm voting for Donald Trump. He's already
fucking
rich.
Oh my God.
God, I'm so. If Trump gets president, I'm moving to Canada.
You know what? You know what? I will say that Trump will be a better president than Hillary Clinton.
You look at all the people who are running now. Donald Trump's the only one that stood up and had the balls to tell them all to shut the hell up. We need that.
True. Very true. He's got a point there.
Bernie Sanders?
Yes, Bernie Sanders. All the way. He's the only one who gives a shit about the people.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
I think Trump gives a shit about the people.
Oh, no. He gives a shit about his wallet.
He's already rich. He doesn't need to.
Trump doesn't give a shit about what's real. He doesn't understand global warming. He doesn't understand anything about...
He doesn't need to know that.
We
don't need a president.
Yes, he does need to know
about
that.
We don't need a president who worries about the earth heating up and shit. We need a president who looks at me and says, hey,
wow,
average Joe redneck here.
Oh, my God.
You need some money.
No. Trump is saying average Joe redneck... Let's see how I can get more of your money. That's exactly what Trump is saying.
I fucking love you, Jason.
Trump is the biggest backstabbing son of a bitch in the world. And whatever you think
that's
he's trying to
do,
no.
We need somebody who will backstab Congress.
No, he is going to backstab you, and that's what you don't see right
no,
now.
No, oh, because if yes. he backstabs us, then we'll go bankrupt with all his hotels.
He's got a point there. He doesn't want to lose any money.
I love how Jason just stirs the shit. Jason, I love the fact that you just stir the shit all fucking day. But we're getting close to
being...
That's
all right, though. I love talking to you, man. This is great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to say, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and you guys are, like, in my top three.
Hope so.
Nice.
Ooh, what are the other two?
Just because for the simple fact that Cody's a dumbass. Like,
God. Fucking stir that pot.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Well, man, I've caught myself yelling at the radio telling Wade to shut the fuck up. I turn around and get on Xbox listening later that night and I tell him he's a dumbass. And he's like, yeah, I know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wait till you listen to this show again.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we called and had that conversation about how the South's getting all fucked up. That's what happens when you have Batman running things down there.
I know.
That made absolutely no sense. No sense.
It doesn't have to make sense because drilling Batman.
When you're talking about
Batman,
it
doesn't
make sense. When you talk about Batman, it has to make sense.
Batman didn't invest any of his money into the freaking Gotham at all.
He did was put on a suit and fuck shit up.
Wait. Time out. Batman doesn't have money. Bruce Wayne does.
Okay, whatever. Same person.
Holy
and
shit.
And Bruce Wayne did, too, invest into a lot to Gotham. Just wasn't for the people.
Okay.
Just wasn't for the people.
Bullshit. It
so it was kind of like Donald Trump running
exactly.
Gotham City?
Batman is Donald Trump. Batman is backstabbing every son of a bitch, but he's trying to put
Bruce
on this image
Wayne
like he's a good guy.
Would attribute it to the people of Gotham. They wouldn't have needed Batman no more. He would have had no reason to bitch and moan about his parents dying.
There you go.
We need to end the show so I can kill all three of these motherfuckers.
You know what?
That's what we need to do right
he's
now.
He's going
to
tailgate my ass and drive me off the road on the
yep.
way home.
Yep.
Son
as
of
soon
a
as
bitch.
We get to the bridge, I'm going to pass your ass and just fucking jerk off to the right.
Jerk off to the right?
Oh, hold on.
And I'll hit him in the eye with my jerk off.
Don't kill me at the bridge. There was already a death there in the last week.
Oh,
I
really?
Drove past it.
Oh.
Last Friday. Yeah.
Sorry.
Speaking
thank you,
of
Jason.
Death,
thank
when
you,
are you
going to
get teeth, Jason?
Jesus.
Speaking of death, when are you going to get some teeth, Jason?
When I'm going to get teeth.
Yeah.
Get those implants.
I don't need teeth.
What do you got?
I got one tooth. My lucky tooth. If I get teeth, then I ain't lucky no more.
Oh, so what you're saying is the reason that you don't want to get teeth is because you wouldn't have the name The Tooth.
Well, see, if I got teeth, then I would be like some weird-ass fat dude with a whole bunch of fake teeth. People would be like,
look at that.
Yeah, child molester. Move your kids inside.
So you would be me but fat when I shave my chin hair.
Are you saying you're a child molester?
I'm saying that's what people call me.
It's the stash in the hair.
No, what I'm saying is, Jason, is so you're saying that you like having one tooth. You like own it.
No, I like being me. It's me. And if you don't like me, you can kiss my big fat ass as I walk away.
I can respect that.
I love you, Jason. Right. Love you.
We love you, man. We got to go because we're going to be ending the show here shortly. But,
yes.
But thanks for coming on.
I got to go anyway.
Appreciate it.
All right. Later.
Later.
So real quick, I want to answer one of the questions that popped up on Facebook.
Okay.
What is with my hair? Now, this comes from somebody that we used to work with.
We all know you, and we don't know what the fuck's up with your
hair. So let me lay it out there and make sure that everybody knows. I can't grow a beard.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. So last football season, I'm a huge Seahawks fan, and I said, okay, I can't grow a beard. I will grow out my hair because it is guaranteed that the Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl. Guaranteed. That the Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
As we all know, the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl by 1 yard in 26 seconds.
Mm-hmm. He swung for the bleachers in the ninth inning. More or less.
Yeah,
they
made the wrong call.
They dicked the dog.
Very much so.
Okay.
Trust me, I am just as upset. You were at my Super Bowl party and saw.
And Cody was using his hair, his afro, to cry.
Dry the tears that were coming out.
Okay.
So I said, I'm not going to cut my hair until the Seahawks win the Super Bowl. So this is why my hair is so crazy. Because they lost the Super Bowl. I know that they are going to get back to the Super Bowl this coming season, which I cannot wait for.
So
I'm sitting here.
Are they going to be able to do that when Russell signs with? Oh, who the fuck is he going to sign with?
He's not going to sign with anybody because he's still under contract for this season. Mm.
Do you not watch the sports news? He's breaking. Oh, fuck! It was today too. Fuck was that? He's breaking contract because they're going to pay out the rest of his contract, and he's moving to.
You are fucking kidding me right now. You are going to destroy me in everything.
Okay, what's
the
baseball?
Denver. Please say Denver.
What's
Please
the baseball
Denver.
Team that he was playing with? It's the same.
The Rockies.
Same city. Yes, the
Denver.
Broncos.
The Broncos.
It's the same city that he's playing ball with.
No. He wants to do both.
I know.
He could do both,
okay,
he would
so
do
then,
both.
But he's going in the same city. The Broncos are going to pay off his contract with Seattle and start him over there.
Nice.
They're not going to get rid of Peyton Manning.
They don't have to.
Just saying.
They got the
second string quarterback.
He's going to be retiring next year anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, he should have retired last year. I'm just saying.
If you don't trust me, look it up. Then you'll find I'm full of shit.
Yeah, you are full of shit.
You had Cody. I'm sitting over here. I could tell he was full of shit. And I was sitting there watching Cody's like
he's
just
he's almost going, this is worse than fucking Batman.
This is almost. I was getting to that point.
This is worse than fucking 9/11.
Hell no.
Oh, shit.
No, they have you're damn right. If they get back to the Super Bowl,
which they would be the third NFL team in history to do it 3 years consecutively.
Now, but if they win, wouldn't they be the only team to do a win-loss-win?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because the fact that they lost last year is just not it doesn't make sense.
No,
because that was
now you know the Broncos' pain,
huh?
Seriously. You know the Broncos.
No,
did not
this
lose.
Pain is this pain is much
they didn't
worse.
Lose. They got
the
their
Broncos
asses beat.
Got fucking stomped.
I know
the Broncos showed up for practice. They didn't realize it was the actual game.
Yeah, they were
the
like, wait, we're at the Super Bowl. They literally just. Within fucking 20 seconds of the game, handed the Seahawks the ball and said, go ahead and win this game for us.
I know. Okay. We're down at my dad's place, and we're like, okay, so I've got to do the Seahawks. 15 minutes later, we're like, all right, how's everyone doing?
Yeah.
We're all, no more stress, no
as
more
soon
anxiety.
It was
we're
22-0, I called it. I was like, Seahawks won.
Yeah, it killed
and then it went to 43-8.
So being as how Christian's from Colorado and all my friends over there from Colorado, they're all Broncos fans.
My dad's side of the family's all from Colorado.
So
Christian,
so,
you're a Broncos fan?
Well, look at the side of the computer.
So, yeah. Both
that's
going
to have to change, my friend.
So, anyway, so they call me on the phone, and they're like, you know, we're fucking stats and this, and fucking Peyton Manning, he's been there, Wilson, so I fucking proven, blah, 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 and heard it over and over and over again. In the halftime show, I called them on the phone, and all they said was shut up. I'm like, shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear it, especially from you.
And at the halftime, it was, what, 20?
And then,
and then
right after the halftime show, to add insult to injury, there was a kickoff, and the guy ran it for like fucking 85 yards right to a touchdown.
Percy Harvin, yeah.
Yeah, and I called Christian on the phone, and he's like, dude, I don't even want to fuck. We're not even watching anymore. Fuck you. You know, I don't even want to talk to you right now.
No, that's funny. I've always liked the Broncos because my dad's side of the family is all from Colorado. So I've always loved Colorado, the Rockies, the Broncos. But I mean, I had to root for the Hawks in that game. But
right,
yeah,
Colorado.
Two Broncos fans and a bandwagoner. Fuck you guys.
Yep. That's great. You know why I hate the Broncos? I know we're heading over time here, but you know why I hate the Broncos? It's because of all the stock that they put in fucking Elway all those years.
Dude, come on. Elway was over a decade ago, man.
Fucking dick. He dropped the fucking ball literally every time he went to the fucking playoffs. Like, okay, I'd watch that guy throw it to the wrong fucking dude. He would do great all season long, and then he would just fucking toss it to the other team.
So you're getting angry about something that happened 14 years ago.
And no, it's not that I'm angry about it. It's just that if you guys are stupid enough to put that, it's just like I don't like Green Bay for the same reason. They think Brett Favre fucking hung the goddamn moon.
And now they think Aaron Rodgers is their fucking savior.
Aaron Rodgers is good. He's good. He's way better than Favre, and that's the fucking thing. But the thing is, they put so much stock in these assholes for so many fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
I was so happy, but
when we have more time, I'll tell you why football is so fucking stupid to begin with. No, I like this sport, but there's so much that needs to change about that.
Well, I agree. Yeah.
But anyway, the scoring is bullshit. The fact that it's called football is bullshit.
Oh, no, it's not.
It is.
No.
It's not a sport played with your feet.
It's rugby, I don't care. Man.
Shut up.
That's all it is. It is rugby. It is so incredibly stupid.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Football is a sport played all over the world. What we call soccer, every team, okay, like Sounders, FC. What does that mean? Football club, because it's a sport. Play with a ball with your feet. What do you do with football? Oh, you kick it through the uprights. That's all you do with your feet. Otherwise, you
or you punt it.
Throw it. Yeah.
Sorry, a punt. That's it.
No, a punt and a field goal.
And the point system. Anyway, we can go on back on this. But Elway ran kind of retarded. That's why. Anyway.
Yeah. And he had that smile. He'd fuck up and he would still smile. Like, he'd fuck up and he had that just big old fucking teeth, made him look like a jackass. He's like,
God. Yeah. I just fucked the whole game, but hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, and now he's a commentator.
So now I got to yell. We're in the middle of a show, and one of our listeners, Lindsay, just texted me a picture and just ruined the whole show.
Why?
We the show was going great until now.
What'd she text you?
It was just a picture. I'm just giving her shit.
Oh, okay.
She ruined the show. Anyway.
Cool.
Right. Either way,
to
cap this conversation, the Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl this year, coming season, February 7th in San Francisco. I don't know who they're playing, but I know they're going to beat them.
We'll see you there.
And so
Do you think the Broncos are going to make it again?
If they don't make it, what are you going to do with your hair?
Sorry,
because you also need to keep a happy marriage, and I can't imagine your wife is going to.
She is actually happy with it. She wants to style it, though, which is not going to happen. As long as I don't shave the goatee and just have the mustache, we're fine.
Okay.
Why don't you shave the mustache?
Because the mustache is glorious, just as much as the hair.
Mm. Okay.
I'd say you do the Hitler thing just for a week. Just for the week.
On that note.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you guys for watching, listening. And this has been fucking fantastic. Thank you, Christian, for allowing us to have this new experience going live. And
it's just
going to
keep getting better, man.
4 viewers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean 15 viewers?
You mean 90?
6,000? So to everybody that's viewing, please spread the word.
Yep.
Thank you for watching. And hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah.